capital expenditure for CMH redevelopment project adopted. What does that mean now moving forward?
So that simply means that we have formalized our commitment to the Caribou Memorial Hospital project. Our local taxpayers will be contributing 40% to the final price of that project. As we saw in the meeting today, now that we've gone beyond business concept and a general pricing, the Interior Health Authority is now working on actually getting it out for bid, and we will get firmer pricing. But we have approved our 40% contribution based on the current budget price, so it's about an $80 million contribution from local taxpayers to that project. You know, fingers crossed it's under that amount, but we've approved the whole amount as proposed.
Okay, and as we had discussed earlier, those funds, where are they coming from?
So we have quite a large reserve account available just now. Our finance department will be providing us with our longer term budget based on the current reserve, and then based on the actual spending for the project, because it's a long term project. The first phase is a new addition, and the second phase is a renovation. So it's going to occur over about a 5 to 6 year period of time. So the whole $80 million doesn't go out the door all at the same time. It'll be stepped. Our finance department is looking at things like interest rates for borrowing. We will have to borrow some of the money, but our taxation allocation we already have covers it in our 10-year plan. So we've been waiting for this project for a long time. The funding has been sort of known in the ballpark for a long time, and our financial plan covers off these costs.
Okay, and I guess in terms of moving forward, now that the bylaw's been adopted, will there be further discussions with Interior Health in terms of perhaps contractors or what the board would maybe like to see be components of the project?
Yeah, so we've already had conversations with Interior Health about making sure we get as much local economic benefit as we can. I think our taxpayers would expect that of us. The problem with things like a hospital project, it's a very technical project, very high standards. It's a real area of technical expertise to build something like that. But they've committed to us that they will be looking for opportunities to engage our local contracting community, and also the potential for local job creation through things like job fairs. But that will be down the line. Right now, they're moving into taking what was a concept design and turning it into the actual construction drawings, getting proper pricing, and getting it out for the actual bids. So once that phase is done, then we'll move into actually seeing shovels in the ground and people getting work from this project.
Okay, and the last question I had for you overall, quite the process it's had to get to this point.
Yes.
How are you feeling about it?
Really good. And I think there's a little bit of continued concern in the community that this is just another announcement for the sake of an announcement. I would like to assure everyone that the current provincial government has committed to this project. This is a real project. We're just now in that kind of phase prior to putting a shovel in the ground of turning it into all of the construction design and things that are needed to put it out to bid. But this is a project that will happen, and people should be seeing shovels in the ground in 2021.